The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give my opinion on Trump disavowing the send her back chant. And perhaps we'll open the phone lines to get your take on that. We've got some tensions building with Iran again. We'll give an update on that. Epstein news, all kinds of news. But first, we take an old video of Candace Owens, which was extremely powerful. It was about a year ago. She went and visited a ICE detention center, did a powerful report on it, and we just remixed it with the latest news reports of them complaining about them being called concentration camps. Here is that merging of reports.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are.
Two pairs of bunk beds in each bedroom and the living room.
They are concentration camps.
HHS provides the teens with 6 hours daily classroom instruction, access to arts and crafts, 3 meals a day and snacks, access to call centers to reconnect with family, then legal services. And, as the contractor running the holding facility describes, most importantly, they provide playtime.
Is it school's sports day? Summer camp? With freshly made beds, eat-all-you-can buffet, and the inevitable video games.
The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing.
Let me tell you what I just saw when I walked in there, okay? And I, by the way, I'm with an entire film crew. So I'm about to blow up this narrative in a way that the left is not expecting because they are filthy, disgusting liars. And I'm sorry that I am so angry right now, but what I just saw was astonishing, okay? This place is nicer than where I went to the public school system. I went to Stamford, Connecticut public schools. This place is like an elementary school. There are colors on the wall everywhere. There's a nursing station that is so clean and so nice where they dine. They're sitting down laughing, eating food. They have people that are that go to the counter that can participate if they want. They can help cook if they want.
There are also some infants who are housed here with their mothers. Okay, so some of those babies were even born here.
We will have a crib for the baby and the mommy, and if two girls, you know, two teen girls came, then they will be able to share a room. But when a mommy and me comes, we just give them a room for just the two of them.
Let me tell you what activities they have here. I walked in on the woman that were in their arts and crafts session. They had just concluded their f***ing Zumba class, okay? In the same room that they do their f***ing Zumba, they also have to do their arts and crafts, okay? That's just for the woman's side.
All these immigrants say they came because free American services and assistance are being advertised in their home countries.
They are all welcome. There is a sand volleyball court. There is a sand volleyball court, which they are all welcome to play anytime that they want to in the center of the section.
There are 10 spacious houses on the complex. They have a library here, well-appointed classrooms, a soccer field, and a gym.
A foosball table. There are pool tables. There's a soccer field, okay? Because in case they want to play soccer when they're outside, there should be a soccer field that is adjacent to the sand volleyball court where they can play.
One of its primary roles is to house unaccompanied immigrant minors. Today, it's also sheltering children separated from their parents at the border because of President Trump's zero-tolerance policy. The immigrant children are housed and schooled here.
So, Emma, tell me a little bit about the conditions that are inside the facility.
Sure. Well, as you said, this is a converted Walmart. So you walk through the sliding sort of whispery Walmart doors, and inside the old McDonald's is a cafeteria. The loading docks have been turned into a movie theater where kids were watching Moana yesterday.
Our goal with every immigrant child who comes here is to reunite them with family in America.
I'm not saying that people that come here should not be treated well. That's not the argument here, okay? But these people are treated great. They are treated fantastically. Everything that I just saw there was somewhere I thought I was touring a place to send my child to elementary school. And by the way, I would have sent my child to this elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
It's Thursday, July 18th, 2019. This is the Infowars.com War Room, brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We've got Will Johnson in studio coming up in the second hour, and Elijah Schaefer will be joining me in the third hour. And what I think I want to do in the first hour is maybe open up the phone lines and see what the audience thinks about President Trump disavowing the send her back comments. It has gotten a lot of attention here today. And I was talking to a couple people, just a couple crew members here before the show, and discussing how we felt about it. Now, while I'm not that bothered by it, I didn't like it, and I think it showed a sign of weakness. You can't give these people an inch. They take everything. But we were kind of looking at some things that could be coming down the pipe, because this can so easily be twisted again onto the Democrats, where he says, okay, I disavowed what my crowd chanted. Now, are you going to disavow the violence? Which, of course, they didn't do and refused to do. And now there's actually a truck that has three LED screens, and it's like a box truck. If you guys pull up Jack Posobiec's Twitter, he had a live stream on it. It's a box truck. I think it's nohate.com sponsored it. And it shows the clips of Ilhan Omar and AOC and Presley refusing to denounce the Antifa terror. But I kind of want to get the audience's response to this, because I kind of wish Trump would have been like, I wish he would have tripled down in the moment and either said, yeah, we disavow, why don't they disavow? Or said, hey, you know, she's still here. Yes, they chanted, but she's still here. She's still here. I don't know what the problem is. She's still here. She married her brother, but she's still here, which is pretty much admitted now. Her campaign spokesman admitted she married her brother. So, remember that fake news? Oh, fake news. Oh, fake news. Now this put out a thing. Totally debunked narrative. Totally debunked narrative that Ilhan Omar married her brother. It's admitted now. And by the way, her brother, it looks like the whole story is her brother's gay. It's just, it's fraud is what it is. It's illegal. And it's now admitted by her spokesperson. So it's funny how that works. But I kind of want to know what the audience thinks. Do you like Trump disavowing the send her back chant? Do you think it shows weakness? Do you think he's doing this for another move, a couple moves down the road? There is other stuff going on. Obviously, the latest in the Epstein saga. As we predicted, the judge has denied bail. And the only reason why this is happening is because of the new media. And, you know, I was explaining this yesterday to a couple people, how all of this Epstein news is old news. It's not new stuff. The only real new developments are unsealed court documents, more unsealed coming, and more women coming forward. But the story and all the actions and everything that's being alleged is stuff that has already been known and already even been brought to judges and in court. So what's the difference? Why is it happening now? Well, the old guard legacy media didn't make a national story out of it. Nobody knows about Jeffrey Epstein until today. Not literally, but generally speaking. Why is that? Because of the new media. And you didn't have anyone in the old legacy media pressing for unsealing court documents like you have Mike Cernovich. You didn't have anybody in the old guard legacy media following a story every day on Jeffrey Epstein like you had the Miami Herald. And then you have to understand it's social media that makes these things go viral, makes these things hit the mainstream. And then again, just like we told you, okay, the Epstein story's back. We're making big news of it on social media. The new media is reporting on it. And then what happens? Now all of a sudden, Fox News has to report on it, ABC, CNN, everybody has to report on it. That's how it almost usually goes with stories like this. Oh, Ilhan Omar, fake news, brother. And then it's like, well, let's wait and see on that. Okay, now we've got the documents. Okay, now we got a spokesperson admitting it. But the excuse is, on the marriage front, she's culturally married to her brother. Culturally. Whatever the hell that means. But you've got Iran seizing an oil tanker, U.S. sending troops to Saudi Arabia, other troops mobilizing. That's going on. The popular face app that was viral for the last 48 hours, everyone's freaking out about it now because it had a Russian parent company and all the 150 million users' faces. That company now owns the right to their facial recognition technology. This is old news. This has already been going on with Facebook. This has already been going on with Snapchat. That whole thing you do with Snapchat when you get your, you know, animal filter or whatever so you look like a puppy. Yeah, they got your face recognition. Bingo. Facebook with hundreds of photos of you gets the data on your face. Facial recognition. And of course now, you know, they've got goggles that can do facial recognition. They're bringing those to the army. They're about to do Neuralink, where you plug in your brain to a computer, essentially. It'll be rudimentary at first. It'll be seamless in the near future. And then you can just project through your eyeball, and you'll have facial recognition, or you'll have some form of glasses. And so then the whole world is basically digital social media. Oh, isn't that just wonderful? Really looking forward to that. And then, of course, you've got news as usual, just surrounding Trump. They can't lay off at this guy. Trump was meeting with Amazon today in the White House as Amazon and Microsoft are battling for a $10 billion Pentagon cloud contract. There's new stories coming out. Well, old stories just re-brought into the front. Trump hush money schemes. Trump having meetings about Stormy Daniels. And, you know, you listen to some of the stuff, and some of it's just like, okay, that there's nothing there. Other stuff, you're like, well, okay, maybe there is something there. Let's say President Trump had some hush money paid out to women, which documents show, and they want to make a big deal of it. The problem is they can't do anything anymore to Trump because Trump supporters have already been through everything with him at this point. Rehashing the same old news is not going to change that. So it doesn't even matter what they try to do with this. It's just going to flop again. But a scary Rasmussen poll was out today. Is Trump a racist? 32% of Democrats say any white criticism of politicians of color is racist. Wow. That is a dangerous mindset, ladies and gentlemen. Rasmussen poll, 32% of Democrats say any white criticism of politicians of color is racist. Wow. Wow. It's like we said, oh, a woman of color is crying on Congress, therefore, you don't get to have America.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
right, welcome back to the InfoWars.com War Room. We've got the 1776 specials happening at InfoWars.com right now. So I've basically got to tell you that you can get all T-shirts for 1776 right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This was supposed to end, but it's still going on. Don't you just love when that happens? Don't you just love when a special that gives you 75% off some product store-wide? Don't you just love it when that special goes on longer than it's supposed to? I really do. And I hope that you take advantage of it by going to InfoWarsStore.com and supporting us. Because, you know, I didn't even play the clip. And it just goes to show you how we don't even have enough time to get to all the news. Where they're literally saying in Congress, InfoWars needs to be unsearchable. And they want to remove anything InfoWars off the internet. So that's what we deal with. But it angers them so much. Here's what angers them. They wouldn't even be as mad if we were still here, but like really contracting and really suffering and really taking defeats. But we're not. The David Knight Show has been on air for over, I think, 2 years now. This show has been on air for over 2 years now. So, I mean, Alex Jones has been on air for over 20 years. That bothers them, and they can't figure it out because they thought they could destroy us by lying about us and trying to set us up with fake news, but the audience continued to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got the specials going, so take advantage of the 1776 worldwide sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm going to open up the phone lines to get your take on the president disavowing the chant. But let's go to some highlights from last night's rally. First, let's go to clip four, talking about how the media and the Democrats are obstructing the America First agenda. Yeah, just another packed arena in North Carolina. Tens of thousands of people.
And the reason we have to, not only to do new things, which we will, and, you know, statutorily, and we had all sorts of artificial witch hunts over our head. Can you imagine if we didn't have to go through that hoax? I don't know that we would have done any better. To be honest with you, I think we've done more in 2.5 years than any president ever. First 2.5 years. But could you imagine what it could have been if we didn't have the witch hunt? You said it. I won't say it because it's a terrible word. So I will not say that this guy said if we didn't have the bull. That's right. No, could you imagine if we didn't have the time wasted, the time and everything? Can you imagine? And you know, a friend of mine said, maybe you wouldn't have done as well. Is that possible? That can happen. Maybe we would have had too much time in our hands. Who knows? But
no, but you gotta say it's quite incredible with all the fake news and the lies about Trump and everything that he's been able to be so accomplished and so popular. But I guess that shows the disdain people have for the media and the Democrats right now. But a viral tweet that really sums it up, at least on one issue with Biden versus Trump, from Tyler Worley, at Ty Worley 2. I'm not sure who this gentleman is, but this tweet went viral. I had to read it on air. Donald Trump has been in politics for 3 years, and he will be running off what he has accomplished. Joe Biden has been in politics for more than 40 years, and he will be running off what he wants to accomplish. This is the difference between a businessman and a career politician. And you could apply this to Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren and others, too. But the point is, Trump's been in for 2 years, has accomplishments to run on. All these other Democrats have been in for decades and run on what they want to do yet. But now, here is the moment that's gone so viral, that's gotten all the attention, and now a Trump to disavow it. The chant last night, send her back.
We've got all the enthusiasm. They're fighting each other. They've gone so far left, nobody wants to even think about it. So Representative Omar blamed the United States. for the terrorist attacks on our country, saying that terrorism is a reaction to our involvement in other people's affairs. She smeared U.S. service members involved in Black Hawk Down. In other words, she slandered the brave Americans who were trying to keep peace in Somalia. Omar minimized the September 11th attacks on our homeland, saying, some people did something. I don't think so. Some people did something. Yeah, some people did something, all right. She pleaded for compassion for ISIS recruits attempting to join the terrorist organization. She was looking for compassion. Omar laughed that Americans speak of Al-Qaeda in a menacing tone and remarked that you don't say America with this intensity. You say Al-Qaeda makes you proud. Al-Qaeda makes you proud. You don't speak that way about America. And at a press conference just this week, when asked whether she supported Al-Qaeda, that's our enemy. That's our enemy. They are a very serious problem that we take care of, but they always seem to come along somewhere. She refused to answer. She didn't want to give an answer to that question. Omar blamed the United States for the crisis in Venezuela. I mean, think of that one. And she looks down with contempt on the hard-working Americans, saying that ignorance is pervasive in many parts of this country. And obviously and importantly, Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds. And she talked about the evil Israel, and it's all about the Benjamins.
So there you go.
Not a good thing.
You're
to
not
say.
Allowed to chant "Send her back" now, even though she bitches and complains about this country that she came to as a refugee and got everything handed her, and now is a famous congresswoman. But Trump disavowed it. I want to open up the phone lines to see what you think about that. But you know what's funny? It was actually, if you go back and listen, it was two women that started the chant. So this whole thing that they'll say, oh, it's so misogynistic for Trump to start a chant. He didn't start it. He didn't really even promote it. And it was started by women at the event.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Radio, great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
All right, we're going to open up the phone lines. Will Johnson is going to be joining me in studio too, so we'll continue to take calls with him. And he did a man on the street today. And what would you say? A little social justice warrior mingling with Will Johnson? Did you say that, Sam? Would that be an accurate description of what happened? He's hesitating right now. He's hesitating. Are you even listening to me? I'm not even allowed to talk to my crew. I am so sorry. Wow. So maybe I'll open up the phone lines. Maybe they'll answer him. I don't even know. I don't even know. It's a mystery now. It's a mystery. The phone lines are already lighting up. 888-201-2244. What do you think about Trump disavowing the "send her back" chant? What do you make of Trump disavowing the "send her back" chant? 888-201-2244. I'll give my quick take on it. We'll start to aggregate your calls. This is not a big deal to me. This is really minute, I think, overall. But it is a big deal because it is a cultural phenomenon right now. And for Trump to disavow this is kind of turning his back on his base, throwing his base under the bus to me. And it just looks weak that he would take a knee to the Democrat wine bags. And that's kind of what it feels like. It's kind of me like, oh, this is him throwing his base under the bus. Tens of thousands of people that showed up to his rally who all, I mean, millions of people who would say send her back. And I guarantee you, I mean, we'll see what the callers, I bet my audience is happy with the send her back chant and is unhappy that Trump disavowed it. And here's the thing that I've noticed. The only people that are cheering President Trump disavowing it, and maybe this is a measurement that Trump had, the only people that are cheering it are people that don't even really support Trump. And I don't even know if they would ever vote Trump anyway, but maybe that's him reaching across the aisle to try to get new voters. But here's what I think it is. I think they successfully bullied President Trump into this. And it started this morning. Story from The Hill. Democrats call for increased security after send her back chants. Lawmakers on Thursday expressed alarm over the threats towards freshman Rep. Ilhan Omar. But what threats? See, this is what I'm saying. Oh, you mean threats? Because they say, oh, she's receiving threats on social media and this and that. Well, wait a second. Trump gets those every day. Reporters that support Trump get those every day. If you're just a Trump supporter, you get that. Oh, but see, if Ilhan Omar gets it, oh, it's a problem. Even though they literally call for domestic terror. And so what happens? The Democrats make a big scene. Oh, look at poor Ilhan. She's like a 5'2", you know, Muslim with her hijab. Oh, poor little. And it's like even during the little speech, you can see like she does her little speech and then AOC hugs her like, oh, you're so powerful. Oh, so inspiring. And Tlaib like bows her head. Oh, yeah. Oh, just so powerful. Because it's all about conquering you. Here's a tiny little pathetic cockroach, not even a real woman, doesn't even have the courage enough to take off her hijab, even though she lives in the West. I don't understand that, but hey, fine, that's your choice. But it's all about putting a tiny, powerless woman up there who represents a group of people that we're supposedly at war with, radical Islam, but I guess she's not radical. She just wants to shut down ICE and Border Patrol and is okay with terror attacks happening in the United States and says, hey, take it easy on those ISIS terrorists. But I guess she's not a radical Muslim, though. Oh. But you see, then the stories come out. The Democrats make a big fuss. You see what you did, big bad Trump? Now the little Muslim girl in the hijab, the little Muslim girl is now being threatened. Oh, well, I disavow. She won't disavow terror. She won't disavow Al-Qaeda. But, oh, you have to disavow because your crowd chanted, send her back. Oh. It's just weak to me. Now, again, overall in the big picture of things, this is probably minute. But in the culture war and in the fighting the political correctness war that Trump launched when he announced his campaign for president in 2015, it's a loss, in my opinion. But let's go to the audience that's called in. And let's start with Grant calling in from Iowa. Go ahead, Grant.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking the call. I basically agree with you that it's a little bit weak for him to be disavowing something that a lot of people are upset with the way she runs her mouth. But it's not even so much about her, and Bracken pointed this out earlier with Alex. You know, you look at London and you look at what the globalists are trying to do by flooding the West with the third world. And it's about that type of ideology not spreading here, I think, as the bigger picture. And, you know, the way she arrogantly goes around and, you know, says, I don't understand why my professor is so tense when he says Al-Qaeda. It's like, well, like you've made the point hundreds of times. We were told that they're responsible for 9/11. We're supposed to fear an enemy that wants to kill us and conquer us. And, like, if you're defending her and the way she thinks, it's like, look into the caliphate. Look at what they want. They want to take
over. Well, and
this
is the other thing about that, too, since you brought that up, it's kind of off topic. Again, I'm not claiming I believe the official story of 9/11. In fact, I don't. I'm not claiming I know what happened, but we were told by our government that it was radical Islam. We've been at war with radical Islam. They want to destroy our way of life, destroy the West. They hate Americans. And an element of that is true. Whether or not they're responsible for 9/11 or not, I think is debatable. But she won't even go as far as to say what she really thinks about 9/11. Like, if Ilhan Omar came out and said, oh, 9/11 was done by these people, or I want to investigate 9/11, or I'm going to investigate these. But she doesn't even do any of that. So it's like, because she just kind of lobs it out there, like, oh, 9/11 is, you know, some people did something. I mean, it just really just shows she's trying to instigate. She wants to get a response.
Exactly. She's a professional gaslighter. It's what she does. She's put there to make us all upset and, you know, react to her, which is why, on some level, I wish we wouldn't. She is beating you up, and then you finally punch back, and they fall down and scream and call the police. I mean, that's kind of how the whole thing operates, you know?
Yeah, but I'll tell you this. I was thinking about this. Let me throw this one out there for something to chew on, because we know how politics work. I mean, just look at Jeffrey Epstein. What if, and I forget who did the story, it was a giant thread. It was a huge thread. I forget the name of the guy that did it, but it's all these stories about Ilhan Omar, and one of them broke a while ago, but it's continued to come out. Basically, the government in Minnesota and the media in Minnesota was covering up all this stuff about Omar. They all knew all of it. And so you're reading this, and you're seeing the cover-up, and you see her get into power, and you see what she's doing, and I just have to just open my mind like a funnel and just take all the information out and see what I can come through. What if she's blackmailed? I mean, she legitimately illegally married her brother. I mean, her spokesman admitted that. She lied on IRS filings. So, I mean, she is a criminal potentially here. That's powerful blackmail. What if somebody blackmailed her into running? I mean, I know that that's like, you know, out there tinfoil hat conspiracy. I'm just trying to put things together here, because the way this woman came into power is really unbelievable. But Grant, you agree, weak to disavow.
Yeah, definitely weak. But at the same time, a lot of people are upset with the way she runs her mouth. So, you know, he didn't start the chant. His supporters started the chant. So a lot of people are just tired of the gaslighting and the content.
But it's a chant. It's like at a ball game, if I'm wearing the other team's hat and they're like, no, that team sucks. It's like, okay, yeah. Like, it's just so immature. It's like we're going, it's beyond political correctness.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, we've got a sighting of the most banned man in the internet. There he is right there. There he is right there. You can see him. He's trying not to move right now so that the cameras won't pick him up. But you see him right there. We'll call him out. In fact, President Trump disavows send her back. We disavow Alex Jones. Yeah, that's where the Russians took a little bit of his scalp. They had to get some Jones DNA. That's part of the program when you're a Russian agent. They got to get your DNA. They give you a little bit of scalping. And then they got you on record. Hey, Jones. Hey, Jones. Where are my ruples, Jones?
Well, no. I mean, Elon Musk says they're going to put in brain chipping centers at local malls for all the...
Oh, is that what that is? They scalped you for your brain chip?
A chip put in right there.
So they scalped you for your brain chip.
That's right. Hey, seriously, I think Trump made a mistake when his crowd's chanting, ship her back. Because, you know, she's saying we're putting people in concentration camps. She clearly came here illegally, married her brother. We're not going to literally ship her back. But she's saying we're putting people in concentration camps, making kids drink out of toilets, and all this crap. And people are allowed to vent and say stuff. I'm just sick of the cowering. And I know Scaramucci and all these other Trump people got upset, and a bunch of his staff reportedly were threatening to quit over it. So Trump backed down on it. It's because the political establishment's scared. This is what we need is people. She says we're putting people in concentration camps. Well, then we should be able to say, F you, leave the country.
And that's been a
ship her ass out of here.
That's been a cultural thing for decades. I mean, people have been putting bumper stickers on their car, love it or leave it. That's been a thing for decades. Now all of a sudden, because you said it to Ilhan Omar, you're bad.
Fight inside of me, whatever. I'm going to shoot a video and I'm watching the show and a lot of crazy stuff going on. But it's just, I didn't really cover any of this thing. I was covering the brain chips and I was covering how they have congressional testimony, how Google's already stealing the election. So it's just a bad situation, man. I tell you, it's a crazy time. Yeah.
Then they're saying InfoWars needs to be unsearchable on the internet. It's like, how do you decide what the biggest
news
is?
That's from Senator Blumenthal, who I was reading all these quotes from him. It was even the New York Times were like, I was spit on. I was in heavy combat. Never in combat. Never in Vietnam. He's like worse than Brian Williams. That'll give him a show on MSNBC.
Yeah. But that's what we deal with on the left. But, oh, disavow, send her back. Disavow that. How bad. No, it's like at a rock concert when, you know, people are chanting something. You know, you're in the moment. You're in the spirit. You're on the team. Yeah, just like lock her up. Exactly. But they cried about that, too. Hillary still belongs in jail. But see, that's the thing. The Republican establishment is spineless. Spineless. And they're afraid of the media. And maybe that tells you, hey, you know, who knows? Look, about who knows how many names are going to come out in this next unsealing of the Epstein files. Maybe there's some Republicans on there. I mean, hey, that's how this stuff goes. All right, we're taking your calls on this issue. Do you agree with me and Alex and the caller in the last segment that it was weak for Trump to disavow? Looks like that's what everybody on the board here says, but we've got a caller that was at the rally last night. Todd, calling in from North Carolina, was at the rally. Todd, what do you think about the president disavowing the send her back chance? Did you chant with the crowd?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we were all in unison at the rally last night. You know, this part of North Carolina is unique. We've got Fort Bragg, we have Camp Lejeune, we have Cherry Point, we have men and women that work the soil and farm. I mean, people have hundreds of acres of farmland that they take care of. These are, you know, self-governing, salt of the earth people.
And you know, that's kind of North Carolina's history with Tobacco Road and everything.
Oh yeah, and now, well, as I sat in line for 10 hours yesterday in, you know, 100-degree weather, 100% humidity, I bonded with people, you know, who I grew up with, and you know, who I've known all my life. Just and you know, it makes me emotional because of. Just the pride that these folks have from this part of the country. And one thing I wanted to ask you about was, here I was, I had my InfoWars hat on, you know, amidst a crowd of MAGA hats. And, you know, folks know who Alex Jones is. Folks know about InfoWars. And when you have an establishment senator show up like Tom Tillis, the crowd booed. Okay, yeah. People they're awake.
I forget
Trump.
Who it was. I think someone got booed at the last Trump rally too. That Trump had come up, or there was some other instance where a Republican got booed.
Yeah, but Brad Parscale, I've got a question about him. So towards, it was probably about 30 minutes before the end of the rally and everything, I yelled out as loud as I could, stop Google. And I kid you not, he locked eyes with me for about 30 seconds. What is this guy's stance on media censorship and tech censorship? Is he on our side?
Well, I mean, the public stance he takes, obviously, as Trump's now campaign manager for 2020. I believe that's the position he has. I believe that's his position now from the social media guru or whatever they called him. His public stance is, you know, he's doing something. He wants to do something about the censorship of conservatives. He calls it out. He gave me an interview with him where I brought up Alex Jones and InfoWars. This was at a rally in Houston before the midterms. It was that historical rally, and he claimed he'd never even heard of Alex Jones and InfoWars, which, of course, I was stunned at. Here you are, Trump's social media guru, and you don't know who Alex Jones and InfoWars are, and you're claiming to fight censorship, but you don't know about Patient Zero and Ground Zero? How effective really are you? How informed really are you if you don't even know that? So it's tough for me to get a grip on it, because again, some people I was talking to today, I know Josh Hawley is still working on this, but we just had the social media summit, and what action has happened since that you know of? So there seems to be a lot of talking and not much action. I don't know what their options are right now, but I don't know. Parscale says a lot of good things, but I don't know if he really has his finger on the pulse of the censorship issue.
Well, I would have loved if the look that he gave me was like a thumbs up look, but it was not. He looked concerned that I shouted out, "Stop Google." And he was sitting next to Eric Trump and Eric Trump's wife and a couple of other folks. And he is the only one whose head swiveled and looked right at me. And, you know, that's the thing is I feel like we're getting lip service. But when it comes down to it, when the critical moments happen, I'm really concerned about people like Brad Parscale. And, you know, I felt like with the crowd and with the energy there yesterday, I was like, there's no way if the vote happens unhindered that Trump would lose 2020. There's no way.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Nobody can even, and that's the thing too. They polls. The real poll is crowd size, crowd energy at rallies, period. That's why they've been doing them forever. And the media tries to act like they can overpower that reality. It's not going to work. Thanks for the call, Todd. Let's squeeze one more in from Tyler in Minnesota. Go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, I was just saying, obviously I disavowed Trump and everything, but I hope it comes as a wake-up call to his base on how he's completely failed on immigration. And, you know, Omar's here legally, hypothetically. I mean, she might have married her brother, but Trump's been out there pushing more legal immigration this last month and a half. And, you know, we're just going to get more Ihan Omars the more legal immigration we have. So, I mean, that's just one avenue where Trump, again, is going against what his base wants.
So you're not even really commenting. I didn't really catch your take on the on him disavowing to send her back. You're just more upset.
Well, that's weak. Obviously, that's weak. But as a larger picture, he's been out there pushing more H-1B visas, more legal immigration, which is how we got to this point to begin with.
Well, I don't know if I totally agree with that. I think that the combination of illegal immigration is really what's causing the issue. I mean, legal immigration is one thing. But as far as the illegal immigration issue is concerned, yeah, it's gotten worse under Trump. Now, you can say that's his fault. You can say it's not his fault. But I just call it as it is, folks. The illegal immigration issue has gotten worse under Trump. That's just a fact.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Sometimes you have to step away from the politics and just look at society and just say, wow. So this is where we're at. All right, we're taking your calls before we're joined by Will Johnson, who had a little tango with some social justice warriors earlier today. We'll have that report, get his take on that, continue to take calls on your opinion on Trump disavowing. But let's go back out to the phone lines before Will Johnson joins us. Brant in Alabama. Brant in Alabama, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, it's Brant, B-R-E-N-T, by the way. But, man, that was the proper thing to do for Trump, man, because, I mean, his statement was, if you don't like it here, go back. Like, that's your choice. You know, send her back. Like, we're going to round her up like immigrants. I mean, that has all sorts of negative connotations, and it just empowers the left with more of their nonsense. And you really got to look at it, like, who is it? Who is it empowering? Who's getting ammo out of it in the long run? Like you said earlier, he can say, I disavowed what my supporters said. You can't disavow what your supporters are doing, and it's committing acts of violence and even attempting murder, you know. So in the long run, I think he knows what he's doing, and I would have done the same thing. I mean, I feel like it was the proper thing to do. I mean, I know it looks weak, and we love seeing him hit back, and we love that he's a tough guy, and you know, and doesn't give in all the time. But I think there's a time and place for everything, and I think he did the right thing.
I'll make a prediction. Because of this, Trump's next rally, and he may try to avoid the topic, but if he brings up Omar, the send her back chant will be even louder and more sustained.
Oh, yeah, I believe it will, definitely. I mean, I don't think it's going to go away. I think we'll start seeing memes and T-shirts and everything else from it. But that doesn't mean that he has to dirty his hands with it. And he knows, like, he knows that's not going anywhere. He knows he knows whether he disavows that or not, it's not going anywhere. You know, and I know he's snickering, you know, when he hears it, and you know. But I believe he did the right thing.
Yeah, and I hope that the people realize it's a minor issue. It's a big topic of discussion, and the reason why we're talking about it is because, you know, this is Trump's base. I mean, that's basically who Trump threw under the bus. I don't know how to say it. I mean, but in so many words, the first time that the president kind of threw his base under the bus, like, oh, yeah, like, you know, slap on the wrist, like, you shouldn't have done that. So that's kind of why it's such a topic of discussion right now. Hopefully it'll blow over. And I don't think Trump's base will really care that much, but it's kind of a testing ground right now. But I think that send her back just becomes a bigger chant at the next rally if he speaks about Omar. But again, he wasn't even the one that said it. I just think he shouldn't have commented and said, hey, look, they won't disavow terrorism and Al Qaeda. Why am I having to disavow what a chant is at an event? Thanks for the call, Brant. Let's go. Let's squeeze one more in here. Jim in Georgia. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, sir. You can hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Yes, sir. It was weak, in my opinion. Really, send her back interpretation is I want my Constitution back. We're sitting here losing on every front. The Overton window is constantly moving in the left direction. We're all sick of it, okay? Sick of it.
I just think it's soft because it's a harmless chant. Nobody's actually trying to send her back. Nobody's actually storming her offices. It's fun. It's a meme. It's like, yeah, you bitch about America and go back to Somalia. Oh, but, yeah. The newest reporters here at InfoWars, Will Johnson, is with me in studio. Glad to be joined by him. He went out to the state capitol today and shot a video, and We'll go ahead and check out parts of that report before he's gone as well. We're going to keep taking your calls, and we'll get Will's take on the president disavowing the send her back chant. But first, I need to remind you, the time is limited. I won't say that it's the last day because you know how things go around here, but time is limited on the 1776 worldwide sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And look, the enemies of InfoWars are beyond shocked. I can't even explain what it's like for them. They've lost their air. They're grasping for air. They can't believe that InfoWars is still on air. They just can't believe it. And then when they see us hire new reporters and expand the crew, it's like devastating to them. They're like, we lied about them. We printed fake news. We tried to set them up and all this stuff. And it just never works. And it's because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, just look at all the supplements. Guys, pull that page back up. Just look at all the supplements that are on sale for $17.76. Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12 Vitamin B12, Knockout Sleep Aid, Ultimate Bone Broth, Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, Winter Sun Plus, Floralife, Happies, the Join or Die Snake T-shirt, Bio-PCA, Immune Wall. The list goes on and on. Living Defense, the hats, the Gimme Liberty T-shirt. It's all $17.76. This is the 1776 worldwide sale only at InfoWarsStore.com. We are free press. We are independent media. We are sponsored by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got household items like the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. We've got toothbrushes. We've got the Emrex Essentials all-natural shampoo and body wash. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com today keeps us on air tomorrow. So, Will, before we talk about your report today out on the streets of Austin, we're taking calls, asking people what they think about Trump disavowing the send her back chant from his rally last night, which, when it was happening, I think Trump supporters were laughing with glee. And now that Trump has kind of thrown his base under the bus with this political correct disavowing, it has some people kind of, I think, a little upset. What do you think?
I'm upset. I'm highly upset, actually. I think Trump taking it back is a mistake. It was never racist in the first place. It was never racist in the first place.
No, you know what? Let me say exactly.
It was never racist in the first place.
What bothers me.
Yes.
It's giving in to their false narratives.
Yeah, exactly. When Trump said it, he said it because they keep talking bad about America. And he simply said, if you don't like it in America, you can leave. No one is keeping you here.
We should find the list of all the people that said they would leave if Trump won.
Yeah,
remember that?
Exactly. Yeah, I remember that. And they're still here.
Oh, they haven't left?
No, they haven't left.
Oh, you mean they didn't go to Somalia?
No, they're still here. And they themselves are talking bad about America. And all Trump is saying is, if you don't like this country, you can leave. No one is keeping you here. But see, they've taken that, which is a true statement, because when Obama was in office and people said that if Obama becomes president, I'm leaving the country, because it happened then, because I remember people saying it. They didn't leave. But you know what they didn't do? They didn't turn around and start bashing America. That is the difference. People were upset because Obama won at that time, and people were saying, I'm going to leave the country if Obama wins. They didn't leave. They're still here, but they didn't get on national TV. They didn't do all this stuff to say America's bad. In this case, President Trump won. They said they're going to leave. They didn't leave. But what we have now, the same people said they're going to leave. They are here bashing America.
And again, it's not like people are trying to go into Ilhan's office and take her out, you know, like a citizen's arrest.
No, but that's how they're spinning it. That's how they're spinning it. They're saying that she's getting death threats now because of President Trump, because they were saying send her back. She needs to go back. If she's going to be here and she's going to bash America, that means you. That means me. That means the men and women that have died for this country to have the freedoms. She's bashing all of those people. She should leave. There's nothing to keep her here. And it's not racist. When President Trump originally said it, it has nothing to do with race. Nothing.
And he even said, go to your home countries and come back. after you fix it and tell it how it's done.
Or even stay. I mean, if America's so bad,
but that's just the context of the tweet. So yeah, it's like they take something out of context, then they spin a false narrative, and then they make Trump disavow.
So I'm willing to bet that someone showed President Trump a video showing how it looked, or saying send her back, and someone put it in his ear saying, look, this doesn't look good. Because they're saying that, you know, it's almost like Nazi Germany, and they're making it look like send her back because she's not white. President Trump, if you happen to see this, stick to your guns. Do not give into this nonsense. Take it from someone like me. I'm a black male and I'm saying send her back. If you're coming here and you hate this country, then why in the world are you here? I don't understand it. And it has nothing to do with color. The left, they keep pushing this color thing. They keep pushing it. Why? Because they have nothing else. So they have to push that to keep the division, to keep their narrative going. They don't have anything. It's, be honest with you, it's sickening. I don't like it. I mean, I can't imagine that you like it. President Trump didn't like it when they were out there bashing America. He's the sitting president of the United States. People didn't like Obama, but you didn't see people on the right bashing America. You didn't see any of this. You see it now because they're trying to make everything racist.
Well, look at this. A poll from Rasmussen. This is actually really dangerous right here. Is Trump a racist? 32% of Democrats say any white criticism of politicians of color is racist. So a third of the Democrat voting base, if I say something negative about Ilhan Omar's policy, I'm racist.
Simply because you're white.
Because I'm white.
So what happens when someone black says something about her policies?
I'd have to dig down deeper into this poll.
Look how they did Nancy Pelosi.
But obviously, at least 66% of Democrats will at least not think you're racist. So you got that going for you.
Are any of them coming out saying what they're doing is wrong? Then if they're not, I think they're complicit with it.
I think the reason why Trump did this is, A, the Democrats, the Democrats started the narrative that, Ilhan Omar is facing death threats and all this. So they came and they said, hey, look, they're going to blame this on you. You need to disavow it. And then he also figured, you know, I'm probably going to have to sit down with Nancy Pelosi soon, and she's going to give me hell for this. So I might as well bury that argument by disavowing it, too. That's what I think is going on here. Again, I don't like the disavowal, but I do think it just gives the chant even more power now.
Probably does. But my question is, where are the death threats coming from? I mean, seriously, because you can say you're getting death threats.
And you
can
set it up,
I'm getting death threats. And I can do a Jesse Smollett and send myself a letter and say I'm getting death threats.
And when that doesn't get enough attention, you'll just put a fake noose around your neck.
Exactly. I mean, so where does it end? So who do we believe?
I'm going to take the noose off now, officers.
Yeah. Was it 2 hours later? Seriously? Yeah. I mean, why would we believe anything that they're saying? AOC goes to the border and says that they're prison camps or concentration camps and they're drinking toilet water. Knowing good and well, people who have rational thinking not going to believe a word that she's saying.
Well, apparently 32% of the Democrat voter base has no rational thinking, saying any white criticism of politicians is, or any white person that criticizes a politician of color is racist. That's literally racist. I mean, that's literally the definition, saying you aren't allowed free speech because you're white. But this is the modern day Democrat Party.
Infowars.com/show.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Well, Trump backed down today, and his supporters are just kind of relenting. We're talking with Will Johnson about that. But Will went out today and did a man on the street and had a bit of an odd situation. You know, sometimes in order to get content that you couldn't get if you have a Trump hat on or an enforced mic flag, whatever, you have to go in neutral. And so you tried to get some content today going in neutral without having to deal with the hate or the assumptions. And, well, you had an interesting situation with one individual who found out that you weren't so neutral.
Yeah, after the fact.
Yeah.
After the fact. So I went out today, and I'm at the Capitol. I'm visiting, right?
It's always fun, right?
Yeah, and I did purposely, like you just said, I didn't have on anything that referred to Trump, no MAGA, anything. I'm a huge Trump supporter. Even with everything going on and with Trump, you know, denouncing that, I'm still going to support Trump because he's still 10 times, 100 times better than the Democrats. With that said, I was out there, black guy, dreadlocks, and I'm just talking, interviewing people, and I'm asking them about what they thought about Trump last night in his speech saying, send her back. And these two gentlemen walked up to us, and I had a conversation with them and I recorded them. And then about 20 minutes later, they came back because, and then they found out that I was a Trump supporter because they went to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, and they found out. They said, you're a Trump supporter. You lied to us. And I'm like, you know what? Because they saw on the other side of my mic, it says vote them out. So I kind of told them that I misspelled it. I mean, I'm not a great speller anyway. So I was like, I misspelled it. And they were like, oh, okay, okay. Then they went ahead and did the interview. 20 minutes, they came in. They said, you're a huge Trump supporter. You need to delete that video. And I'm like, why? If I was a Trump, if you knew that I was a Trump supporter in the first place, would you have talked to me? And they go, no. I said, so why did you talk to me in the first place? Oh, I know why, because I'm black and you thought I was safe. You thought I would just be automatically on your side.
But that's a good point, too. It's like, oh, so you won't talk to a Trump supporter.
Exactly.
They won't. Like, why? So, oh, you just don't talk to someone because of their politics now?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, because he found out that I'm a Trump supporter, he wouldn't have talked to me in the
censoring
first place.
Censoring reality.
Yes, on the street. Mm. On the street. So we were out there and we recorded it. And while we were out there, like I said, we talked to to various people, and he came back because he went to my website, uniteamericafirst.com. And then he was a little upset, but I kind of talked him down, and then we kind of laughing a little bit, but he didn't like the fact he felt he got duped. He said, you duped me. And I'm like, how did I dupe you? I mean, and then, our cameraman, good, great guy. He asked the question. He said, do you not stand by the words that you said? And he go, yes, I do. And he go, what's the problem?
No, it all changed now that you're a Trump supporter.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? He didn't want to be exposed for his idiotics, in my opinion. You know, because he just assumed I'm a black male, that I'm going to be on the Democrat.
No, that's exactly it. Oh my gosh, that's exactly it. He thought you were in the cult, so he was safe to say his cult speak. And then as soon as he figured out you weren't in the cult, it was like, uh-oh, I can't have that cult speak out there. He's not in the cult. It's going to be ridiculed and exposed.
That's when it came on unglued. That's when he came unglued, when he found out that I was a Trump supporter. And you know what? It's time and time again, when I talk to various people, if they don't know that I'm a Trump supporter, they'll open up. I mean, it's like a can of beans. They just completely open it up. It's one of the big can of beans, too, like, you know, industrial cans. They'll open it up and just spill all the beans.
Automatic can
of beans. Yeah, they'll spill all the beans, tell me everything, how much hate they hate President Trump, all of this stuff, trying to pander. And then when they find out that I'm a Trump supporter, then they come unglued. It happens all the time.
So let's just get a little bit of a taste of this report from Will Johnson at the Capitol today, where a cult Democrat will only speak to you if you hate Trump.
Exactly. I apologize.
You ditched your
apology. I apologize.
To video.
It is vote them out.
You too, buddy.
And I love how they do this thing where they film you back.
I apologize.
And it's like,
you're
dude,
right.
I'm already filming. Like, you're not.
I agree. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Can you show me?
See, I apologize to him.
Can you show me how you delete my video, please?
How
I think you owe it to me. Can you have him delete my video?
I mean, I can do this all day.
Yeah, I can too.
So now he decides to follow me.
So now he's stalking
originally,
around the
originally I was going to delete. See, now he wants just
okay,
to
interview with
someone.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. Let's That's phenomenal. Let's do that. Come on, let's go.
Yeah. That's probably a good idea.
No, come on, let's go. That'll be good.
This is very odd here.
Yeah.
And now he starts filming the cameraman again.
Okay. If we don't stand up for America now against what the Democrats are doing to us, we're not going to have America.
And I feel the same way. I just replaced the word Democrat with Trump.
Okay.
Not Republican.
But the Democrats.
Energy making the economy strong, the military strong.
Don't
it's all bad
respect
for America.
America.
Yeah, we do.
No,
yeah,
you don't.
Yeah, we do.
But why you want? Why did Democrats want open borders? Then, if that's the case, we're a sovereign nation. Would you agree or disagree that we're a sovereign nation? And if you agree that we're a sovereign nation, then you would agree that we need to have closed borders, and we need to have borders. We need to have a border wall for our sovereignty.
I don't agree Democrats, with the wall, but a controlled border, I do agree.
A wall creates controlled border.
Controlled border.
Yeah, it does.
We'll agree with that. A controlled border.
A wall does help with a controlled border. So I mean, your home, has walls. No.
Well,
it's a controlled home.
He almost said no. He literally was about to be like, no, yeah, it doesn't.
He was about to say that. He was about to say that. There's actually more to that clip, so I believe they're going to have it posted. So you can
watch report,
the full report.
Full report at InfoWars.com, and I'm sure Unite America First will probably
post it. I have it up there as well. Yeah, it's just he was, before the interview, before he started following us, he was completely just, you know, talking about how Trump is racist and Trump is the new KKK. He was
He's probably part of the 32% of Democrats that say any white criticism of politicians of color is racist.
Exactly. That he would fall into that category. 100%.
Even though he's white. So he's literally removing his own free speech. That's literally him saying, oh, I don't have the right to free speech. So imagine, though, this is why it's so dangerous, Will. Let's say that we have an entire Congress full of black people, right? So now all of a sudden white people just don't get any opinion. They just can't say anything.
Well, they can't even vote. But that's the agenda, right? Because look how they're attacking Joe Biden, because he's white, old white male. They want to get rid of him. They don't. Now they're attacking Nancy Pelosi, because if she says anything about the four horsewomen of the apocalypse.
Yeah, the jihad squad.
Yeah, or the four horsewomen of the apocalypse, like I refer to them. But oh, you can't do that because we're women of color. How about you just be a congressperson and she's saying something about you? You know, they take everything and they make it racist. That's the very reason why right now they're saying President Trump is racist, because he says send them back.
Which is the lowest IQ thing. And that's why I think that guy got so upset when he found out that you weren't a Trump hater, because he realized people will hear that and they'll be like, wow, look at this moron who's claiming racism here and there when there is none. Again, he thought he was speaking to his cult. He thought he was speaking to his cult, where he would say racist, racist, racist.
Exactly.
And be like, oh, yes. Oh, so genius. Everything's racist. But that's not what happened. We found that out. He was like, uh-oh. And it really shows. I mean, they know we're kicking their ass as far as media is concerned.
Left and right. Memes.
Because
everything.
Why else would they be so scared that was on video if they thought their words were powerful and they're about to show it to the other side? All right, Will Johnson is with us. We're going to take your phone calls on the other side of this break. Are you happy or upset that the president disavowed send her back?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Talk radio great again.
This is the War Room
with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
All right, Will Johnson in studio. We're going to start taking your phone calls here. We're asking the audience how you feel about Trump disavowing the send her back chant. I thought it was weak. I don't like it. I think overall it's a minor issue, but as far as, I think it's a story, because it's the first time Trump has kind of thrown his voting base under the bus. I don't think it's going to matter. Just like they're trying to bring back these Michael Cohen stories, none of it's going to matter. He's the Teflon Don at this point. Americans realize the war we're in. But we're taking calls. Most people have agreed with Will and I that it was a bad move for Trump to disavow, but we got a caller on the line. We thought it was a good move. Chris in New Jersey. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello, Owen. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I think it was an okay idea that he disavowed it, because, I mean, if he were to say that it was a good idea, yes, send her back. I mean, if she is legitimately a citizen, that would be bad. Now, if she's not a citizen, of course, you know, send her back. But you can't send somebody out if they're a citizen.
But see, but that's the thing, though. Like, that's why it's such a low-level thing, low-IQ thing to do. We know that we're not, it's not like send her back. It's just like a cultural meme thing. It's just like a cliche, like a saying. Like, put your money where your mouth is. You want to bitch about America? Then go back. That's what it means to me. But that's like...
What, let me ask you, why do you think President Trump said that in the first place? What was his original intent?
I agree with the guy from Alabama. I think that maybe there's somebody that was there that was speaking to his ear. Maybe he doesn't know enough about it. Maybe he needs more intelligence on the situation. I mean, by all means, if she's here illegally and married her brother and all that, then, you know, to get into the country or whatever, you know, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer or anything, but I mean, if she did something wrong legitimately, then by all means, you know, I hope she leaves.
Well, here's what it looks like that was done. Here's what it looks like that was done illegally. Illegally married her brother to get her brother over here. She's calling it a cultural marriage, not a legal marriage. But I'm not a tax attorney. But when she filed with the IRS, she was basically filing with one husband that she wasn't married to or was just claiming to have two husbands. So that's a whole nother IRS deal with tax fraud. So you've got potential immigration fraud and potential tax fraud, and it looks like she's guilty of both. But even that isn't, I mean, I don't even think that's a deportable offense. I don't even know what a deportable offense is.
But President Trump is not saying she needs to be deported. President Trump is not saying that they need to go pick her up and send her back. President Trump is simply saying that if she doesn't like this country, and as much as she's been talking bad about America, it's entirely up to her. It is her choice to leave the country. And by all means, go home and fix your own country. I mean, she's trying to change America to her image or whatever that is. Why not go home and fix her own country? But she doesn't want to do that. She wants to stay here and talk bad about America.
Anything else, Chris?
No, sir. I think I got it covered. Thank you.
All right, Chris, thanks for the call. Let's go to Surf Primo. Surf Primo in Texas. Go ahead, Surf Primo.
Hi, yeah. Calling in reference to the subject at hand. So, yeah, if Trump was a... If he was going to disavow it, right, like, he should have never said it in the first place, because he knocked the Washington State terrorist story right out of the news. And if I had known Trump was going to say that, you know, or if Trump knew he was going to say that, well, he should have spoke about Tommy Robinson, right? Because it's the same, you know, he would have been accused of being a racist the same exact way. And he could disavow it all he wants. I don't know why he doesn't learn his lesson on disavowing when, he disavowed, you know, the alt-left or the alt-right, sorry. And, you know, they never let that go. It was like they never heard him disavow it, you know. And so, you know, Trump was the one that brought up love it or leave it. And now he's like, oh, no, that wasn't me. That was some of my supporters. You know, like, he's the one that brought it up. So, I mean...
I just think the whole thing is so high school level. I mean, we're talking about a chant at a rally. Nobody's raiding Ilhan's offices. Nobody is actually trying to get legislation passed to deport her. It's just a cliche. It's just fun. It's a meme. And it's an old cultural cliche. Love it or leave it. That's been on bumper stickers for decades. But you're not allowed. Here's what it really is. Again, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with this Rasmussen poll. You're not allowed to criticize Ilhan Omar. You're not allowed to. She's a Muslim. She wears a headdress. She is a person of color. How dare you, white President Trump, how dare you? 33% of Democrats say you're not even allowed to criticize her if you're white. That's what I think this comes down to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he knows, like, it doesn't really matter what he does. I mean, basically, it's like, well, you know, if I piss you off, what are you going to do? You're going to leave? You're going to vote for boot edge, you know? But I'd also like to bring up I don't think anyone's mentioned this Washington Post story headline. majority of Mexicans say immigrants are a burden on their country, favor deporting migrants who travel through Mexico to reach U.S. poll finds. And it's like 60% of the people they polled. What do you
think? The Mexicans don't want these people. Why do you think they send them to America?
Oh, yeah. Anybody knows that lives in South Texas, the most patriot Hispanics you'll meet on the planet. I mean, more patriot than anybody you'll ever find. I love, like, the whole, like, I'm a minority, you know, when they bring up, like, going to school and stuff. Anybody who grew up in South Texas who's, you know, not Hispanic, I mean, I went to school with all Hispanic and you know, majority Hispanic, and I was a minority. Like, I got, you know, I've dealt with some racial stuff. Everybody speaks like another language that you don't understand until later on when you learn it. It's like, do you think I carry this chip on my shoulder because of that? Like, you know, like, no, 99% of my friends are Hispanic. Like, I don't hold it against them. Majority of those.
No, that's what it is, though. See, I
now that they're older, you know,
I've realized this before, but it kind of really hit me. As 2 days ago when the Democrats couldn't, I mean, it was everything coming out of their mouth was Trump is racist. And it was because of those tweets. And I'm sitting here and I'm trying to just figure, like, okay, how do I even get into this mindset where Trump is racist all the time? But I realized, like, I'm literally living Martin Luther King's vision. I don't see people's skin color. Like, it's not something I think about. Like, I just see a person. It's like, there's a person. Oh, okay. They always see skin color. They're the ones not living Martin Luther King's vision. It's not even something like we hold up like, oh, we're the Martin Luther King. No, it's just like, oh, Martin Luther King said, someday I hope in America people won't be judged by the color of their skin. That day is here. Most Americans don't. It's the Democrats. It's the left that do.
100%. So just look at it. Never before in the history of this country, you have more black people that have jobs, more Hispanic people that have jobs. So what do the Democrats have to do to disrupt that? Say that President Trump is racist. Have you ever known for a racist white president to do so much for black people? I mean, if this is what the new racism is, then he's doing a very bad job.
He's the worst racist.
I mean, seriously.
He's the worst xenophobe ever. He married two immigrants. Think about that. He marries two immigrants.
Yeah, I mean, but see, that
xenophobe.
They know it, and the left knows what they're doing. They know very well that everything that they're doing is to disrupt the order, because they can't have President Trump doing positive things for black people, brown people, and on top of that, white people. He's doing positive things for the American people, and what do they have to do? Oh, let's call him racist.
And it's the perfect timing, too, for anybody, really, but specifically black people, Hispanic people that have bought that propaganda from the Democrat Party.
Yes.
It's the perfect time for them to kind of be like, all right, wait a second. You guys have done nothing for my community. Trump's been in for 2 years, and I can actually see the difference. It's real.
Yes.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, final segment with Will Johnson in studio. He's got a story that we're going to cover here that probably make you laugh. Definitely makes us laugh in the break here. We'll get to that in a second. But first, the 1776 worldwide specials are still happening at InfoWarsStore.com. The t-shirts, the hats, $17.76. Some of the top-selling supplements, doesn't even matter what the price is, up to 75% off. $17.76 for Brain Force Plus, for Ultra 12, for Knockout, for Survival Shield X2, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. The list just goes on and on. Winter Sun Plus, Flora Life. It's all $17.76. This is the 1776 worldwide specials. Limited time offer. Take advantage before this sale concludes by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes everything we do here possible as independent press. All right. Their crew is about to bring the story in right now.
Can I interrupt real quick while they're bringing it in?
Of course you can. I'm a white man, so you can just tell me to shut up. You just tell me to shut right up. Hold on. According to Vice, I need to make your life more convenient. So let me just shut the hell up.
You know what? I was going to talk about the Turbo Force. You know, I mentioned to you about putting Turbo Force in hot water and sipping it like tea. Thank you so much. Sipping it like tea. It is very good. I mean, I enjoy it that much. And what I did, I can't remember if I told you. So what I've been doing here lately, because not every day, especially here in Texas, is so hot. I'll put Turbo Force in orange juice and I'll just sip it that way. And when I was driving to Texas from California, I put it in orange juice and I shook it up really good. And I'm just down the road. I guess I was driving maybe 6 hours and I started getting a little sleepy. So I put the Turbo Force in orange juice. I was wired for the next 8 hours and I was going. Now, it is not a bad wire. I was alert and I felt good.
And you didn't have to take the full packet.
No, I didn't. I took half the packet. Absolutely. Because I'm a big guy, but I don't take the full thing. And it's beautiful. I can't even imagine why no one would even at least try it. The Turbo Force, it is phenomenal. And like I said, I drove for another 8 hours and I was still ready to go. But I didn't have the crash like you would get from these energy drinks. And it was really, really good. So I'm going to recommend it to you. Maybe one time, because I know you did
Yes, I found my chakras.
You were,
meditation with Mary Ann.
Your Zen mode, you know. But try it with some orange juice. I don't know if you even like orange juice, but try it with some orange juice.
I do like orange juice.
Yeah, so give it a try and let me know what you think. So I wanted to put that in there. And it's, you know what? I like to plug it, Turbo Force, because I'm a true believer, because I've tried it, and it works, and it does exactly what it says it's going to do.
And there it is right there at InfoWarsStore.com. Read all the reviews for yourself. All right, Will. Now, you sent this story to me. We had a good laugh about it, but I really just need to be enlightened here, because I'm now told that a third of the Democrat Party says I'm not even allowed to criticize a politician if they're black or brown because I'm white. So I don't even get an opinion. But apparently that's not even enough for me to just shut up.
Apparently not. I mean, Vice came out with a report was saying 100 ways white people can make life less frustrating for people of color. Mm. As if you need to go out of your way to make life less frustrating for me. How insulting is that? It's degrading because at this point it's making it like black people need more assistance. You need help, poor black people. That's exactly what Vice is
saying.
What
can I do for you? I mean, you know, you got a family. Do you want me to, you know, come take your kids to the park? You need me to walk your dog? I mean, I'm just trying to make your life less frustrating.
Maybe you could put on a dress and put on a dragon horn and read and do story time.
Is that what you need? If that is what you need. Because Vice is the Bible, basically.
You know what? It's degrading. It's disgusting. It's division that they're creating here. It's completely
Read some of these. The crew is going down some of these. Let's have a good laugh here.
Okay. So, yeah. Are they showing them on the screen?
Yeah. They got the list
so
pulled up.
Some of the ones I was looking at. So, let's go with number 56. Let's go with number 56 here. Okay? So, number 56, it says, if you have a partner of color or children of color, okay, so this is saying that you marry someone who's not white, right? Of course, right? It says, trust and believe that you can still be racist. You marry someone that's not white, but you can still be racist.
That's what it is.
This is exactly what this, I mean.
The belief system is that if you're white, you're racist. That's literally what it is.
It goes on to say, you're not exempt. If anything, you have more of a duty to examine your behavior for the benefit of your loved ones. Who writes this crap?
But that's what I'm saying. It's like there's nothing you can even do to prove that you're not racist.
Yeah.
Literally nothing.
Exactly. Nothing. There's nothing.
You'd have to sacrifice yourself on the altar of racism or something.
Prime example, like a minute ago, you said that you don't see people when you first see people. You're not looking at the color. You just see people, right? The number one thing on here, it says, just because you can't see racism around you doesn't mean it's not happening.
Oh, my gosh. That
is. Wait a minute. Hear the last part of this. It says, trust people of color's assessment in a situation of the situation. I mean, seriously. Wait a minute. You're sitting here. You need to take it that if I say the way you're sitting, you're hands up, you're being racist. And you see, up hands down, you're being racist. You need to take my word for it that you're being racist, even though you may not be racist. No intent in it. You just wake up, do your thing, get dressed, go to work. And because you did that, if I say that you're racist, you need to believe what I'm telling you.
Just a few suggestions to start with. But wait a second. Okay, so according to Vice here, I'm not aware of it, but apparently there's probably really thick racism happening right now in the studio because there's a white male on air. So I'm going to take Vice's advice here. I mean, what's your assessment of the situation? How bad is it?
It's pretty bad.
Should I just rip this mic cord out of the mic and just like strangle myself?
Maybe you should do a Jesse Smollett.
Will that make your life less frustrating?
Listen to this one. So, you know, I have dreadlocks. So this one kind of stood out to me. Number, it's just 82. I don't know if they want to put up on the screen. It's 82. It says, don't have dreadlocks, talking about white people. It says, don't have dreadlocks if you're not black. Just don't.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. It says, beyond being offensive, it's just not suited for your hair type.
Well, what if I was Rastafari?
What if they never invented the comb? How stupid are these people? They don't even think about it. See, they're not even thinking. If you never invent the, if the comb was never invented, clippers were never invented, you would never cut your hair. Exactly. I mean, dude, it's
the person that wrote the article is white. Who knows? It doesn't even matter.
I don't think the person. I don't think so. But you know, is that the person who wrote it? Maybe she identifies.
She's just trying to make your life less frustrating by writing this article.
No, actually, it makes it more frustrating.
Kesiana Boom. Now, look, I don't know what this girl's background is, but I guarantee you, if she claimed to be a conservative, they'd probably say she was white.
Probably. It's ridiculous. There's 100 questions on there.
Come on, I need a little more help here. I need a little more. Give me some more advice.
You need a little bit more.
Yeah, okay. I'm so racist over here.
Okay, here goes one. This one's number 93. Remember that your queerness, your womanhood, transness, class background, disability does not exclude you from white privilege.
What?
I was reading. I was like, "Oh my goodness, who in their right mind thinks of this?"
Seriously, though, that's what it is. This is lunacy.
Yes.
Wow.
It's beyond ridiculous. Beyond ridiculous. Okay, here's one. Which one?
I need more help here.
So this one's number 96. Okay. It says, understand that nothing in your life has been untouched by your whiteness. Everything you have would have been harder to come by if you had not been born white. Like, you don't have any problems.
No, that's science.
White people don't have any problems. White people have it made.
Oh, dude.
White people don't even have to use the restroom. Or if you do, it doesn't stink.
Actually, it's so funny because people always ask me, they're like, hey, like, how'd you get here? I'm like, what do you mean I flew? Like, white people can fly. You didn't know that?
Yeah.
I just levitate around. That's my white privilege. It's just such a ridiculous. This is literally insanity from these people now.
It is.
Infowars.com/show. The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Troyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, we've got another clip of President Trump's rally last night. It was another smashing hit with tens of thousands in attendance waiting all throughout the morning before the sunrise to see the president and a couple moments of glory. And one of them had to be when he addressed the Jihad Squad, the Democrat Goon Squad, the Four Horsemen of the American Apocalypse, Presley, Tlaib, Cortez, and Omar. And
he went after them pretty hard last night. Here's that clip.
Her colleague, Representative Rashida Tlaib, agreed with Omar's characterization of 9/11 and said that members of Congress who support Israel forgot what country they represent. And Tlaib also used the F word to describe the presidency and your president. That's not nice, even for me. She was describing the president of the United States and the presidency with the big, fat, vicious, the way she said it, vicious F word. That's not somebody that loves our country. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Check out her scores, by the way, with her new Green New Deal. The Green New Deal, where did that come from? She's conducted outrageous attacks against men and women of law enforcement. She compared American border agents managing a humanitarian crisis that I always said was a humanitarian crisis, and they said it was manufactured. They don't say it was manufactured, and we're stopping it. And I want to thank Mexico. They've got 21,000 soldiers now stopping people from coming into our country. But Cortez, somebody said that's not her name. It's. They said that's not her name, sir. I said, no, no. I don't have time to go with three different names. We'll call her Cortez. Too much time. Takes too much time. So Cortez also, she said, essentially, Nazis are running concentration camps. And when Mike Pence went down just a few days ago with members of Congress and the media, and you looked at those so-called horrible concentration camps, they said, wow, these places are clean. Wow, they have air conditioning. They have water. And, you know, to be honest, it's not like they came, and we want to take care of people. We got to straighten out our immigration laws. You know, in a very short period of time, if the Democrats would give us a few votes, we could solve the immigration problem, and it would be so great. It'd be so great. But these kids and these people come from rough places. And I'll tell you what, some of them said, we've never lived like this before. They have water. They have air conditioning. They have things that they've never seen. And we listened to her talking about drinking water from toilets, which was a lie, which was a lie. Cortez said that illegal immigrants are more American than any person who seeks to keep them out ever will be. Can you believe that? That's what she's saying. She described contemporary America, that's you, that's me, that's all of us, as garbage, garbage, or garbage. You remember deplorables, right? That sounds worse. I think that's worse. But we'll save it for whoever's going to be the nominee.
Got another guest coming on. Uh-oh. It's our favorite black lesbian woman, Elijah Schaefer. It's so nice to have such a diverse group of guests that we have here on the War Room. And for Elijah Safer, probably the most influential transsexual black lesbian in the conservative movement that I know of, joins us now. Elijah Safer is with us. I'm not sure where to go with Elijah because I want to get Elijah's take on the president's comments. Did I say something funny? I'm sorry. I must have missed it. But anyway, I wanted to get Elijah's take on the president's disavowal of send her back. But I also want to talk to Elijah. He's got his orange ribbon on right now. How the Trump derangement syndrome meme, which he really started with the orange ribbon, it's so real now. It just gets more real every day. But tell you what, let's actually get Elijah's take because it's been the topic of discussion. What is your take on Trump disavowing the send her back chant, Elijah Safer from Slightly Offensive?
Well, I don't think he really disavowed anything. It's more like when it comes to the socialist squad and the progressive squad, I think he disemboweled them publicly by completely humiliating them. But you're saying, what do I think about him disavowing the send them back? You know, these politicians that are out there, I think Trump got a little bit confused in the fact that they came from places in America. But where he didn't get confused is that a lot of these places in America, when he says go back to these crime infest places where you came from, sadly, most of the places where they came from are led by Democrat leadership, and they are crime infested places that need to be fixed. And if Democrats and these ideas and these people actually did go back and were sent back to the places that they were meant to represent, for instance, Ted Lieu and Adam Schiff, if they actually cleaned up their districts in LA and stopped trying to destroy the rest of America, I think we could get on board with that. So I think people trying to distance himself or whatever's happening with these comments. The reality is that these comments really aren't racist because they don't specify that they need to go back necessarily to the countries. And also a lot of these states are acting like their own countries anyway. So if people were to be send them back, yeah, send them back to their damn states. Let them clean that mess up. It's disgusting. New York, California,
sick. That's such a great twist of this narrative because that's true. I mean, Democrat cities are having their own problems. In fact, Mayor de Blasio is basically, New York is so pissed at him right now. He's abandoned New York City and for this presidential run where he has no hopes of winning. He's polling at like 2%, maybe even lower than that now. And there's all these issues in New York City. He's nowhere to be found. The same thing goes, but I always think about that too. You've got Ilhan Omar and this jihad squad. It's like nobody even knows where they're from because they're in Washington, D.C. bitching about the president all day. How about the issues that in the districts you represent? Nobody even knows. And then the polling numbers that they have in their own districts are way low too. So I like that twist. Yeah, 99%, go back,
right? Isn't it?
Go back to your Democrat city and fix that.
Right. I think it's like nine. I don't know. I think Ocasio-Cortez was like at 11%. Ilhan Omar was at 9%. The thing these women don't understand is that you don't get a free pass just because you're a woman. And quite frankly, a woman of color means nothing. I've been black for like 14 months now. And I can tell you what, it has assumed me no privilege. And people don't care about my gender at all. You know, the reality with this suicide bomb squad, or was that what you said? Or you said jihad squad? Sorry, was that? That's probably inappropriate. Okay, my bad. Oops. This is probably why a famous organization recently tried to cut ties with me for being associated with you.
I would disavow you, but you're a black woman, so it's okay.
Yeah, can I say it so fast? An organization that I work with basically said behind the scenes, look, we can't work closely with you because your association with these people, essentially you and like Caitlin Bennett and stuff. And I thought I disavowed you publicly on air multiple times. I've literally
you
publicly
can disavow
disavowed
me right
you.
Now if you need to.
I've disavowed you on your own show. So, and someone commented to me, they said, you jerk. You know, by the way, your fans are loyal. They said, how dare you go on there on his own show and disavow him? And apparently fans don't understand the reality of what it means to be a black woman and the hardships I have to go through to
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry the audience had to give you those frustrations. We read the Vice article. I'm so sorry. I know as a black woman for you, it's tough sometimes. So I apologize for my audience.
No, it's cool. I was just going to say, though, that the reality is with all these people is that, they are absolutely not only doing a bad job in the local municipalities, but they're polling terribly across the country. And they thought that the SJW narrative that you are allowed to do what you want because you look a certain way, this racist ideas and progressive ideas that are trying to push old school classism and tribalism, they thought that they could just do what they want. But they're finding out that Americans aren't dumbasses. They're not stupid at all, and we catch on to bullshit very quickly. Sorry for the double cursing, but that's all I can really say when I think about these four women. There's a lot worse words that come to my head.
See, and then you curse on my broadcast after you disavow me. Man,
you sound like a feminist where you call everything mine. Oh, it's my space. You saw the man spreading chair? You saw the man spreading chair? That the best part about the article in Metro was that the woman said, you know, when men are invading your space as if public space was theirs. That's what these people think. They think that like public air belongs to them, right? The public space on a train belongs to them. They think that this is all important and these women think that everything belongs to them. But hey, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Americans, right? This is the United States of America. We damn won this entire country through bloodshed, through boldness, and sometimes through some pretty sketchy things. But hey, we got it. We're here and let's move forward without fear. But I got to say,
I didn't know about a non-man spreading chair. I thought it was just firewood. I didn't know that was supposed to be a chair. I thought chairs were supposed to be comfortable.
No, it's a man spreading chair. It's a literally now it's so supposed, what it does.
Don't you understand? Even when you sit down, you have to be making a political statement.
Well, yeah, and you know what's the best part about this? Speaking of tying this into the woman, this article from Metro, see, there's a little one right there that we're looking at. That one is just, it's to teach men to squeeze their legs together. And here's the best thing. The one that's wide is actually, the article says that it's there to keep, to teach the women to keep their legs open wider. So it's not only teaching men to go against their biology, but it's teaching women to do things that they're not supposed to be doing. And so what these women in Congress are doing is, rather than being like, you know, there's a lot of women in Congress that are really doing a good job. And I want to say that, you know, I'm very much for women, you know, being bold and using their rights and helping and contributing to their country. But these women think that being a woman makes them special. And so like this chair, which is trying to get men to not be men and women to not act like women, these women are not acting like women. Quite frankly, they're not even acting like people. They're just acting like children, like brats. And if you want to call that ageist, go ahead, because it is.
I'm just thinking, it's like, literally, you can't do anything without it being politicized now. You can't sit down. You can't eat ice cream. I mean, you can't even talk. It's like everything has to be politicized now, and you're somehow making a political statement when you make a chair that's uncomfortable. Wow. I mean, we've really come a long way.
Nuts are sexist. Nuts are sexist. Don't tell the squirrels.
Yeah, sorry that I don't want to squeeze my legs together and, you know, pinch the old boys.
But that's what they want to do. These women want to castrate America. And if you think about it, this chair is a bit of a symbolism for what people are trying to do in this country. They are literally trying to get us to go against what is good for us. I mean, do you know that if a man, I once had a friend who, well, not a friend, but an adult, and he was a bit of an impish man. And I wondered why he didn't have any kids. And he explained to me that part of the reason why he was infertile was because of the tight woman's pants he wore in the 80s during the rock era actually created so much heat near his genitals that he actually became impotent. And he literally, he no longer could also produce sperm. And so when you think about this, you know, don't wear women's jeans. I've been guilty of that. Some people say it looks like I wear women's jeans. I'm learning to dress more like a man. I got a bit feminized by the culture and I fought back and realized the lie that I was given. But
wow,
these women
hold
are
on
coming
a second.
In
I didn't even realize
waking
this.
Up.
This is breaking news right now. So not only is Elijah Schaefer a transsexual black lesbian woman, you're also now a cross-dressing transsexual black lesbian woman.
Yeah, we used to just call him being a scene kid. I used to be into the terrible music that was basically people choking and screaming, and I used to think that I was fitting in. I had two-toned hair. I might release those pictures on here. I definitely used to wear eyeliner at one point and like emo clothing, and I thought it was a good idea. And I also grew up in LA, and then I realized, oh crap, it's not cool.
Wait, were you the day man or the night man?
Is that a sexual reference?
Whatever you want. I was asking, were you the day man or were you the night man?
Okay, I don't know how to answer this. I will say this. I was
he
a
doesn't
child
know
of the
it.
Night.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the InfoWars.com War Room. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the 1776 worldwide specials happening right now. $17.76 for top-selling supplements. The t-shirts, the hats, deep discounts up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, now look. I've got a bone to pick with Elijah Schaefer, actually. And I've decided I haven't decided. I'm thinking about forgiving him because he did just send us some photos from his scene kid days, I think is what we're calling it, the scene kid days. But before we do that, you know, I noticed something here. Oh, and now there's a nutcracker on the stage. I guess that's what they call their new chair, the nutcracker.
Yeah, that's the original chair. Instead of buying the chair, you can get one of these at CVS. I'm literally plugging them. You stick your nuts in here and just crush them, and that solves the problem.
Great. Thanks for that. Now, my problem that I have with you is when we were last together, I was so honored. I mean, I was blushing on air. I was all giddy. I didn't even know what to say. It was such a big moment for me. You said you were going to make my Trump back tattoo part of your set, and I'm not seeing it anywhere. So I'm just a little perturbed at that. But I guess I'll let it slide because you did send us some photos from your scene kid days. I don't even know what this.
I'm sorry.
So I don't even know what this is about. Do we want to?
I'm sorry.
Do we want to air these exclusive photos right now?
You can air exclusive photos. We could talk about them too and try to figure out why this happened. All right. So that would be in my. Yeah. What is that?
I wouldn't even believe that was you. I wouldn't have believed it.
I can tell you if I still looked like that, I wouldn't be married currently. I'd be married to a guy.
Do you want to explain yourself?
Well, I don't know what the hell I had an obsession with. Like, I didn't even purposely, but what was it with these graphic tees with animals on them? Like, the other one had like, what was it? Like a sperm or like something or like look at that. Someone told me I was like Liza Minnelli. Is that true?
Maybe. Were you going for the Liza Minnelli?
Liza Minnelli is pretty good for being 132. So, I mean, you could say, I mean, seriously, not looking bad. Her and Rod Stewart for being centennials doing.
No, I just realized we've got one of our crew members here that has a graphic tee with an animal on it.
Ow.
Total proof.
Well,
hold on. Yeah, there it is.
Capitalists walk their dogs, socialists eat them. Is that?
That AOC shirt's available at InfoWarsStore.com right there. Yeah.
Dude, this is probably why people were mad that we have an association. I didn't realize how loser so many of these conservative organizations and people in life are by the way that they are so afraid. Look at that. Look at that man. Why would you not want to associate with him? Plus the farmer's tan. I have two-tone skin and two-tone hair. That was good.
That is actually the most masculine you've looked from the old days, I'd say. The tank top's not a bad look.
Yeah, well, I would say this, but, you know, I also, you know, it was just living in L.A., this is what happened. You know, people give me a lot of crap for how I am. And I liked what one commenter put one time and said, dude, you don't understand people in Los Angeles. Like, they literally said that, like, you can think this, you can get problems with this guy. You cannot like his voice. You can think anything about his past. But if you go to L.A. and you live there for 1 year, you'd be surprised at what could happen to you. And so, you know, the thing is in LA, I didn't realize LA was so bad. I didn't realize, like, I thought it was normal. Like, I thought, like, you know, I just thought it was normal that 36% of the people you knew were LGBTQ. I thought that, like, you know, everybody had a transgender friend. I thought, like, I just thought this was like a part of life. I thought, like you were like an honor to not have an abortion by the time you were like 12. You know, I just thought this was how life was because this is where I grew up. And I thought that, like, you know, like, it was just part of your daily walk was, you know, like most kids say, don't step on cracks or you break your mom's back. It was like, don't step on human poop because you might get typhus. Like it doesn't rhyme as well. But I thought that was like,
we can make it rhyme. Legit.
Okay, go. Shoot. Try it. Don't step on human poop.
All right. I don't want to reveal myself here, but I'm working on a remix to Tupac's really? California. Yeah. It's called Kamalifornia. And you know, should I sing it on air right now? Should I do it?
Yes, please unleash the beast.
It's like, you know, Kamalifornia, real good to the homeless. California, has lots of typhus. In the city, city of needles, gonna get you some typhus. Wow, you're a pretty good dancer, but I guess it just comes with from your African roots.
Yeah, I would say this. People say it's racist to say that all Africans know how to dance, but the thing is we all just do.
All right, but seriously, though, and I don't want to get you in trouble here, but you brought up an issue that's conservatives are talking about right now, and that's why are some conservatives so, I don't want to say antisocial, but I think that's the nicest way I could put it, or they're afraid of some political messages they don't want to be attached to. I mean, what do you measure that up to?
I measured up to the simple problem with most mankind, and it's the desire to be accepted by everybody. And I'll tell you this, you know, I've noticed this, that especially in the political world, outside of politics and elected officials themselves, there's basically two types of major organizations. There's people like you and myself, which work on the level of we make information entertainment. So we know how people think, and we know that because we're normal people. We don't think we're better than anyone. We're just normal people. We create what we'd want to consume. We know that there's real Americans that need real information, and we're out there to just say it like it is and say jokes that are off color like anybody would. We still have values, we still have morals, but we're not fake. We don't virtue signal. We just are who we are. But then there's the political world, which is conservative like think tanks and groups, which is where all the money comes into. And they operate just like elected politicians do. They work in cliques, they work in approval, they have the in and the out. They're gatekeepers. Like InfoWars is about empowering each individual, which is why I love you guys. No matter what crap the mainstream media talks about it, no matter what conservatives, which sometimes are no worse than the mainstream liberal media, talk about it, it's like you guys are about empowering the individual, about bringing on the little guy, about showing the case of the first time they're on the scene, about giving people a voice. And the other people, they want to decide who can say what, who's allowed in the club. And that's why they hate you. That's why they hate people like me, because we're not putting up with that BS anymore. We don't like that kind of club mentality. We like the United States mentality. And, you know, we're a threat to their status quo, and we're a threat to their bank accounts. You know, they might have a million followers on Twitter, but, you know, if they write the N-word 52 times, like we saw someone do recently, they're quickly abandoned. So they might have bigger followings, they might have people, but they're not loyal followings because they're pandering, they're not creating loyalty.
Yeah, and these are the old guard media that have never gotten results. I mean, they've never gotten results. And let's not forget that these were the people that tried to stop Trump from getting the Republican nomination that love him all of a sudden, like he said, because the checks are pouring in. Elijah Schaefer, great stuff. His channel on YouTube, Slightly Offensive, it's one of the best channels that you'll find when it comes to street interviews of leftists and liberals, specifically out there in California, when Elijah Schaefer goes out there and he does all kinds of stunts and pranks and interviews. It's always a good time. Elijah, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
All right, there he goes. And that's actually Elijah's old dance crew. He sent us this exclusive video. This is Elijah Schaefer's old dance crew. He just recently left them.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
All right, I'm going to take a couple more calls here. We've got some callers on the line. If you do want to call in, I probably will have some time to take a couple more calls, but we'll go to Jefferson and Buck here in just a minute. But again, first, need to remind you about the 1776 worldwide special happening at InfoWarsStore.com right now. This is an opportunity for you, the listener, to try a supplement that you've never tried before, like Ultra 12, which is on sale for $17.76, or BrainForce Plus, which is on sale for $17.76. I mean, look, if you haven't done a nascent iodine cleanse What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? It's on sale at InfoWarsStore.com, $17.76. That's more than 50% off. Probably about 57% off or something. Perfect opportunity. Try the nascent iodine cleanse. Try it. It is going to amaze you. Just read the reviews for yourself. Just look at the reviews. 98% would recommend. 98%. You couldn't even fake those numbers. We get them organically. Amazing. So now's the perfect time to try the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com during the 1776 worldwide special. If you're not into the supplements, but you want to support InfoWars, we've got household items like the Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. The Emmerich's Essentials line of shampoo and body wash is at InfoWarsStore.com. Books are on sale. T-shirts are on sale. Emergency food supplies. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. The store is huge. It's so big, we don't even have time to properly market the products. You just got to go to InfoWarsStore.com for yourself and check it out. All right. Let's go out to the phone lines. Jefferson is calling in from Virginia. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Hey, Owen, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you know, I'm not mad at you, Jefferson. I just want to say, will callers quit asking me if I can hear them, please?
Okay, well,
no, it's just like, it's a weird thing. Like, it's like every caller today says, can you hear me? If I put you on air, I promise I can hear you. I'm not mad. It's just like, hey, that's 5 seconds of time where I just wasted even more now where Jefferson could have been making a point. But go ahead, Jefferson.
We'll never ask that again.
Never, Jefferson, if you ask me if I can hear you, you're never coming back on air. Do you understand me?
I understand you perfectly.
Can you hear me, though? No, all right, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
The President of the United States needs to respond to this send her home chant by saying, I will have the Attorney General look into doing that. It needs to be investigated. Of course, that's racist because the Attorney General is white, so he's not supposed to investigate whether someone of color got here illegally. But he needs to say, in 48 hours, I want Pompeo and Christopher Wray at the FBI and Bill Barr to give me a report on my desk about whether this accusation is true, and we'll move on from there. If it's true, I have to enforce the Constitution and the law. That's my job.
Now, as far as you can tell, I mean, the claim to me is, the claim to me isn't that she came here illegally. I mean, she came here through the refugee status, but the claim to me that is illegal here is that she married her brother to get him here illegally and then filed falsely on tax reports about the marriages because she used the cultural marriage and not the legal marriage and then flip-flopped. I mean, that's what the documents show. But what is it? It's like, we have the documents. There's enough to say, hey, well, let's have an investigation. What, nobody wants to investigate because she wears a headscarf?
Yeah, it should be more than an investigation. If we have the documents, it should be a prosecution. But you got to get everybody and all the agencies on the same page. The State Department and the FBI and the Department of Justice all have to understand the same facts to be true. And then you have to say, we have to prosecute. We can't not prosecute, even though there's a racial issue here. It doesn't mean she's not guilty if all these things are factual. Here's my other question. Did you say that Brad Parscale went full Marco Rubio on you and denied knowing about InfoWars and Alex Jones?
Yes.
Well, I mean, Marco even admitted he lied about that, and he had sworn to God. So that's a sad thing that he would swear to God saying he doesn't even remember or know who Alex Jones is. But for Parscale to say that as well is very disturbing. It doesn't make any sense that they're all playing ignorant on this.
Well, and that was kind of my thing because I'm not trying to – I mean, Parscale I don't think is my enemy, but this is the social media guru, the head of the social media team, now the Trump campaign manager, doesn't even know who Alex Jones is, doesn't even know about InfoWars. It's like, dude, what the hell are you doing?
It's impossible to believe that's true. Dan Scavino certainly knows who – Alex Jones and InfoWars are, and there's no way that Parscale is unaware. It just means they're up to no good in some way when it comes to advising the president if they're going to claim these things that are so outlandishly false. It can't be believed.
they hate the fact that we don't have shackles on our minds and our mouths. That's really what it is. I doubt Brad Parscale never heard of Alex Jones or InfoWars. He probably lied about that. I don't know why he would. I don't know how he couldn't. If he, it's either he's incompetent and doesn't do his job well, or he lied about it. You know, so you can figure for yourself, but it's just like, here's the thing too. InfoWars and Alex Jones changed the media, period. Nobody used social media like InfoWars did politically to influence people and influence politics and influence the world. That's what they hated. That's why they hate InfoWars so much.
Agreed. But the funny thing is it seems like the president is sort of malfunctioning because he's being misadvised all the time about what he can and can't do. And what I'd like to see him do is use the National Infrastructure Act, or Priorities Act, or whatever it's called, to basically nationalize broadband or bandwidth, take it away from the companies that provide it, essentially, and say, you guys have abused your position in the infrastructure of the United States, and I have the authority under the National Security Act, or whatever it's called, to basically take it over until things are being run properly. And you guys should get like a refund on all the bandwidth you've had to pay for the last 10 years or whatever.
That's interesting right there. That's kind of an interesting twist that I haven't thought of. That's good, though. Good. That's an interesting concept. Thanks for the call, Jefferson. Let's squeeze one more call in here before we go to this break. Let's go to Buck in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Buck. Oh, Buck. Earth to Buck. What the buck, man? So I guess that's what happens. I ask people not to ask if they can hear me, and then they just don't say anything at all. So I guess I have myself to blame for that one. Yeah, thanks, Uncle Buck, for ignoring me like that. All right, let me just do a little news blitz here then before we go to this break and come back. By the way, I don't know if I got into this yesterday. A couple headlines. Iranian forces seize foreign oil tanker and crew. Iran said Thursday its Revolutionary Guard seized a foreign oil tanker and its crew of 12 for smuggling fuel out of the country, and hours later released video showing the vessel to be a United Arab Emirates-based ship that had vanished in Iranian waters over the weekend. The announcement solved the mystery of the missing ship, but it has raised more questions and issues in the Strait of Hormuz, where you had two oil tankers attacked. And now the U.S. is sending troops to Saudi Arabian air bases. You've got the Royal British troops. I mean, there's a lot of action, again, in the Strait of Hormuz. And it's just the same story. It's just the same story over and over again. And there's no doubt that the president is okay with most of the practices that's been going down in the Middle East, at least so far. It's not as bad as it has been, but it's not good.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the Infowars.com War Room final segment here. I want to air this video, and I'm trying to stop being gaslit by Cortez and the rest of these Democrat goons. But the nature of this video is important because it just shows how big of liars these Democrats really are and how big of a total fraud Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is, where she now comes out and is saying that people's lives are in danger because of Trump's rhetoric. Now, keep in mind, it's Trump supporters that are getting harassed and doxxed and threatened and followed and beaten and shot every day. Not Democrats, not Trump protesters. That's Trump supporters. It's ICE facilities and Republican headquarters that are getting firebombed. regularly. Why? Because of the left's rhetoric. But then they twist the whole narrative and they try to blame it on us. Now I'm almost not even want to play this because I've had a good day and I haven't gotten angry. And I know as soon as I play this horse-faced bitch, I'm just going to lose it. So I'm just going to just go ahead and play the clip. Let's go ahead and play the clip and just listen to how the Jihad Squad is blaming Trump for exactly, literally to a T, exactly what they're doing.
The president put millions of Americans in danger last night. His rhetoric is endangering lots of people. This is not just about threats to individual members of Congress, but it is about creating a volatile environment in this country through violent rhetoric that puts anyone like Ilhan, anyone who believes in the rights of all people in danger. And I think that he has a responsibility for that environment.
I think we should send her back to the bar. That's what I think. I think her duty is to just make drinks, and I'm sure she's great at it. Oh my gosh. It's just like, it makes me so mad that they get away with this. They literally say concentration camps are ICE facilities. ICE facilities get bombed. I mean, they literally say Trump supporters are racist. Trump supporters get they're under attack, harassed, doxxed every day. I mean, that's them. You can't show me examples of Democrats and Trump protesters or whatever being harassed and doxxed and threatened and beaten in the street. It's not happening. And if it does, it's in response to their own violence. Like, you got a mob of Antifa people in Berkeley right now threatening journalists that are showing up. You know, boy, things just have a way of solving themselves. And when you only have one-dimensional thinking and you literally don't even live in reality, there's going to be trouble. And I don't think that, here's what it is. These jihad Democrats, the Jihad Squad, know that their rhetoric is causing violence, and they know that eventually their rhetoric is going to be met with a response. So they're already paving the narrative that it's all Trump's fault, all the political violence is Trump's fault, everything's Trump's fault. No. No. America knows who is responsible for the political violence. It's the Democrat Party. But they don't know enough. And that's my biggest frustration. The Democrats have been caught by Project Veritas bragging about their domestic terror. Aaron Black and Bob Kramer both got fired from the DNC because on tape they admitted they tried to and successfully started a riot in Chicago. Literally engaged in terrorism. But you see, the establishment media is too afraid to say that. They're all friends. They're all buddies. They all hang out in the DC club. You don't want to ruffle feathers. You might not get invited to the next cocktail party. Ah, see how that works. But maybe they don't understand. Maybe these women in Congress really have no idea what they're gaslighting right now. And I will also say this. I feel bad for women in America right now that this is what is being celebrated as progression for women in politics. AOC and Tlaib and Omar and Presley are a bunch of whiny, ignorant bitches. And that's what's being celebrated right now as look at the women we have in Congress. Pathetic. Pathetic. It's really sad. It's really sad. So there you go, though. They literally call for violence. They literally refuse to disavow political violence. And then they say Trump is putting people's lives in danger. Man, just just buck you. Go buck yourself. Because that is just, that is gaslighting like I've ever seen it. All right, let me just do a quick news blitz here. Customs agent at Long Beach Port admits selling guns illegally. Well, boy, that'll be used against Border Patrol and ICE guaranteed. You'll probably have the Jihad Squad come out in a statement against this tomorrow. The U.S. has downed an Iranian drone. So more problems in the Strait of Hormuz. We talked about Trump disavowing the send her back chance. How about this one? Remember how Melania Trump had a exorcist, I think, or whatever? I think it was an exorcist. Go to the White House to expel all the demons left behind by Hussein Obama and Michael Obama. Now, things have gotten so bad in Congress that a priest prayed to cast out all the spirits of darkness on the House floor. Well, that's actually nice. That probably needs to happen every day. And then, who knows, just like yesterday, maybe Nancy Pelosi will be kicked out. Don't worry about this Stormy Daniels, Michael Cohen hush payment stuff. It's not going to matter. Maybe most of it's legitimate. Maybe it's not. Won't matter. Won't affect anything. Amazon was at the White House today. They're battling with Microsoft for a $10 billion cloud contract with the Pentagon. Everybody's freaking out. You saw the viral face app where it turns your face into an old person. It was made in Russia, so naturally people had to freak out Russian collusion. And then conservatives are saying, oh, they're storing your data. Well, of course, the facial recognition is already out there via Snapchat, via Facebook. This is just the latest deal. And it'll all be integrated into the new Neuralink brain chip. And then you'll literally walk around like with a digital interface and everything is projected into your vision. Teens who spend more time on social media have increased depression, according to a new study. There were like 10 of these studies that came out this week, and I hadn't picked up the articles, but it makes me wonder where the future of youth, where the youth is going as far as entertainment, brain capacity, because I mean, yeah, could you say that you can live a more effective life for certain things when you're tuned into your cell phone and social media and everything? Yes, but what do you sacrifice? What are we sacrificing with the youth coming up on these devices where they don't even know how to handle the real world anymore? They don't even know how to handle actual social activity. They don't even know how to handle not being without their phone. I mean, you've seen the way people freak out if their phone dies or they don't have a charger. It's like a part of them. It's like air. And it's really so foreign to me, but that's what it is. It's because you need that dopamine hit. You need that whatever it is you're getting from your device. And it's just sucks because I just wonder what the future for kids is. I mean, are we even gonna have playgrounds in the future, or is it gonna be like some weird digital setup Pokemon Go thing? And it's not even about playing on a playground, you know, scraping your knee, digging into the mulch, doing the monkey bars, what have you, playing baseball. I mean, you know, it's like, oh, I'm going to go sit down at the park, project something there that's not there, and it'll entertain me. Interesting story from Slate. The left is eating itself. Jake Tapper claims he reached out to the Jihad Squad. They denied it. So somebody's lying there. Here you go. Manholes in Berkeley will now be called maintenance holes because manholes is triggering. That's a real story. Scientists hooked up an inflatable fart bag to a cow stomach. That's actually happening. And, of course, the Epstein saga continues. When will the unsealing of the documents happen? It's going to be huge. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.